Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Saturday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand.
Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Come then, let us bow down and worship. Bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. 40 years I endured that generation. I said they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand.
Our hymn this morning, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Let us recite verse 1.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet the tribute bring. Ransom healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot, he is cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible in renown, worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent, brothers. Surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
You are all I desire in the land of the living.
For you are my refuge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Let us all praise Christ in order to become our faithful and merciful high priest before the Father's throne. He chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask of him,
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Son of justice, you fill us with light at our baptism.
We dedicate this day to you.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
At every hour of the day, we give you glory.
In all our deeds, we offer you praise.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word.
Direct our lives in accordance with that word.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven.
So that through faith, hope, and charity, we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
And now let us conclude our prayer with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, free us from the dark night of death. Let the light of resurrection dawn within our hearts to bring us to the radiance of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer. Have a great Saturday, everyone. Thanks for joining us.